Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Come on, church. Make some noise in this place.
Greetings. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I can only imagine what it will feel like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face heals before me. I can only imagine. See, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you'll be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine what that day will come, and I'd find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever. Forever worship you. I can only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all you'll be still? Will I stand in your presence? To my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak?
Hallelujah. Shoot. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. Shoot. But we can't forget where we come from. Shoot. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now. Shoot.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, I say.
It is the sweetest,
sweetest
name.
Sweetest, sweetest name. I know.
Come on and lift your hands and say it.
It's the sweet,
it is the sweetest name. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like fire. Oh, shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah, the Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something about the name.
Yes, it is.
Something about the name.
It is a sweet
name.
Oh,
I know.
I gotta be honest with you. I love.
Oh, how I love the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
Yeah, it's the sweetest name.
It?
Oh, yeah.
It's the sweetest name.
Yes, it is.
I know.
Said it's sweet. You can go on, shout, praise shout. Him, do it now.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something
about the name
Jesus. Yeah.
It is the sweetest
name. I love the name.
I love the name.
Sweetest
name
ever. Best thing that's ever happened to me,
yes,
y'all.
Yes.
As the day.
name, Jesus. Oh, 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 oh,
thank you. give your young people a hand this morning. Now this next song, our last song we're gonna do, we want you to have some fun with us worshiping the Lord this morning and get involved with your young people, okay? Don't just sit there with your dry faces, okay? All right? All right.
Hands higher than before. I want to sing a little louder than before.
No, no.
I want to spin wilder than before. I got to scream a little louder than before.
No.
Freedom.
Being who he should be. And we thank God for his mercy, because we are not all the time what we should be. But whatever that he says, that he will do. What he claims, that he will project. We've seen miracles after miracles after miracles. We don't walk by faith after faith after faith. God has shown us that he will deliver.
If
anybody ever did some good things and you was in a leadership role, well, you enjoyed what you was doing. And when you enjoy what you're doing, you can do it better. I believe in my heart that God has gathered some people together for the betterment of society, not just the church, because the church got to go out and evangelize society. When we as Christians, as believers in Christ Jesus, come together in the unity of God's Spirit, we got to be all on the same page. That's why when you tell you what scripture we read, I like for everybody to take their Bible that have one and just follow.
Yes, sir.
And when you follow, you will see. You may not see everything I see, but you might see more than I see. And God has implanted that in your spirit that the next time you come forward, you will plant it in somebody else's spirit. And then we'll have rejoicing of the same. And we won't have to worry about who the best preacher, who the best teacher, who the greatest, who the smallest. You don't have to worry about that. Because the implanting of God's power of his spirit elevates every one of us. God will not leave none of us in the dark. I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Holy Spirit, our keeper, and to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. We thank God for you today. It's an honor today to say something about Jesus. Today we want to look into something that has already been promised to us. And we want you to listen good to the scripture from Revelation 21, 20 through 22nd verse through the 22nd chapter, 1 through 5. We want to read that to you this day. Thank God for all the graduates, all those who have received certificates and scholarships and whatever it may be. We thank God for you today because it's a blessing. That's one of our ultimate goals, is to achieve those things that we have implanted in our heart. Our scripture today is, if you don't have a Bible, you can look on the screen. It'll be coming from 21st chapter of Revelation, starting with the 22nd verse. And it reads as does, but I say, no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gates shall not be shut at all day by day. There shall be no night, and there shall bring, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nation into it. But there shall by no means enter in anything that's defiled or caused abomination or a lie or any of those things which are written in the Lamb Book of Life. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, crystal clear, proceeding from the throne of God and the Lamb. In the middle of its streets and on the either side of the river was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruits every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name be on their forehead. And there shall be no night there. They need no lamp nor light of the sun, for the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. You may be seated.
Amen.
Preparing for the new city. Preparing for the new city. Now, when John on out of Patmos, see, when you stand firm and you don't nip and dip and you be firm in what you believe, what you preach, what you teach, what God going to do, God going to elevate you to a level which even you don't understand. But his righteousness is going to prevail. Amen. Now, he showed us this new city, had 12 gates to this city. Couldn't nobody get in that city but those that had been born again, those that had been saved. Only people could get in that city, them that had been saved, those people. And in this city, it talks about the walls, how they was built. The gates, those pearly gates, 12 of them, which represent the 12 tribes of Israel, which represent the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles. This, in this city that God has made, not the city like Rome and Egypt. They built them great cities, Egypt, the foundation of all the greatest building that ever existed on earth. Not that city. It had flaws in it. But this city has no flaws. Everything in this city that we are preparing to go to, everything is perfect. The foundation of this city made of pure gold. And the Bible says crystal clear. It's amazing to me how that we scuffle hard so oftentimes to say we're trying to make heaven our home. But don't you know when you get to heaven, don't you know you're going to be a slave to the Spirit of God? To the Spirit of God. And do you not know that it won't be no forced interpretation? It's going to be a free will. And you're going to have embedded within you and on your forehead, you have a mark of Jesus on your forehead. And it's going to be implanted in you to do right. And you won't be able to do no wrong. On this earth here, we can mess up every now and then. As a Christian, we can mess up or do wrong or default in our belief. But when you get to this city called New Jerusalem, which is in heaven, going to be a perfect city. The Bible tells me it won't be no sickness no more, no distress no more, no hearsays no more, no more curses no more. But in this city, there'll be joy, there'll be peace, there'll be love, there'll be understanding, there'll be patience. And we're going to be justified by the Word. And the Word is the thing that what pick us up every day of our life, direct us to how we need to go. Sometimes we pray and say, Lord, make me what I need to be. You already know what you need to be. Just be it. You don't have to pray to be nothing. You got to pray to sustain yourself. Empower me, Lord, that I'll be able to go through Becker's Valley and come out on the other side as pure gold. That's what we got to tell God every day of our life, because he wants us to know this. He said in this city, we know when we go to a city, it's so beautiful. They got all types of color. The color is so essential and so great that when you look at that city, your heart will tell you, say, look, boy, I've never seen all these perfect colors, all these fantastic created things in my life. I've never seen nothing so beautiful in my life. And you get attracted to this city where you're going to live forever. And these cities, they deteriorate. Most all things that was made prehistory to the new covenant, they had to rebuild it again. Amen. But in this city, it was built one time. Yes, sir. Never had to build no more. In this city, life is everlasting. You never have to get a new life no more. You don't have to visit no doctors no more. In this city, the great kings of this society, the great governors of this society, when they go into this city, they thought they was powerful on earth. But when they go in this city, they're going to say, all that I had whilst I was yet here on earth, not comparable to what this city offered. You ever think about a perfect utopia where we live and never cross word? Never cross word, never argument, never misunderstanding. I'm telling you, we have to prepare for a place like this. That's the way it's going to be, y'all. Sometimes I say, ain't none of us perfect. That's what the devil wants you to say. Ain't none of us perfect. You know how we all did this, that, and the other. But it's so. But when the Lord, he got something called blood, his blood, he wash it with his blood. His blood go deeper than Clorox. Even Clorox leave a stain around the collar. But the blood of Jesus cut everything away. No stains, no nothing. No mental attitude. No disfigurements of God's glory. But it let us prevail and let us be just like Jesus. Do you not know that when we get to this city, we'll never be hungry no more? It got some trees on both sides of the river that bear fruit for 12 months. You won't have to buy nothing no more. Just eat free now. Your work down here been justifiable enough to bring you into what? This city. You know, we got some slick and cunning crafty people in the church. Y'all didn't know that. I'm sorry I brought that up. Slick people in the church. But guess what? We can't see the slickness. But guess what? They got an eye, unseen eye. They're standing there. Don't have to say a word. You can't get in there unless you got a cold. What is that cold? Jesus Christ on your forehead. That's the only way you'll be able to get in that city. When you get in that city, everything will be well. We're going to run. We're going to be happy. We're going to be rejoiced. We won't be sick no more. Won't have none of these things that we have on this earth. Look, life going to be eternal. It's a good thing to live 70 years old now. It's a good thing. 80 years. Some people living 90, 92, 93 years old. That's a blessing. And they soon deteriorate. Abraham gone. He's the great father of faith. Moses gone. Moses, the meekest man in all earth, according to the Bible. He gone. Great men, Simeon, Anna, in the first church. The preacher women, preacher men, in the first church. They all had to leave off the scene. But guess what? In this city, there'll be no more death. Death can't penetrate this city. He can't come in. He can knock all day. Can't get in. Can't nobody say come in but Jesus. You see what I'm saying? He the only one can say come in. This city prevails. And people from every nation, now listen at this good, people from every nation going to come to this city. Every nation under the sun coming to this city. And when they come to this city, listen to me good. They're going to come in this city and look in this city, and they're going to rejoice in this city, and they're going to be exceedingly glad in this city. Why are they so glad in this city? Because whilst I was yet here on earth, I met all types of obstacles in my life. Sometimes in this city, it get tight with me where I can't make my ends meet. Sometimes my bills kind of want to puff up a little bit over what I'm bringing in. Sometimes my knee might hurt me. But in this city, there'll be no pain, no suffering, no scuffling, no more crying. You're going to be able to, every day of our life, all we got to do is get up and praise the Lord. Every day. You won't have to worry with these preachers preaching at y'all, talking all this trash to y'all. Y'all don't like to hear what the preacher's saying. It won't be that no more. The only one you're going to hear then is Jesus. Jesus. In this city, though, when we get in the city, first thing we look for as Christians, we look for a place to go assemble ourselves together, worship the Lord. But now, listen what the Bible says. Listen what the Bible says. The Bible says that they look for a sanctuary. There wasn't none. The sanctuary was in Christ and in God. And the river that flowed from the throne of God, listen to me good now, it brought forth knowledge and understanding. It brought forth purity. And the foundation of this city is gold. Now, I don't understand. Gold is solid, but it's transparent. It's going to be transparent. When you walk on this city, on the foundation of this city, you won't be calling yourself, look, I'm just a little over nothing. You ain't going to say that no more. You're going to be proud to just be walk on the streets. You're going to be proud to let everybody, your life going to be illuminated. You're going to be proud to let people see how great thou art, Lord. Huh? You're going to be proud of yourself. You know, if people talk about, won't be no talking about you no more. Won't be no people finding faults in you no more. All they can't see, nobody can see nothing but good no more. What if we just relate and practice that right now? Yes. Wouldn't that be amazing? Just practice everything we do, practice a good thing. Yes. Never no negatives. What about this city? Don't we want to go there? Yes. Well, in the physical earth, the children of Israel walked 40 years. Well, listen, that'd be good now. Didn't have to change shoes. That's just for 40 years, though. But in this city, You don't even have to wear no shoes. Huh? Won't be no calluses on your feet either. This city, you don't have to pick no cotton no more. This city, you don't have to get no car and ride no more. Because you always be in the presence of God. And the spirit that's in you going to be the same spirit that's in Christ. And we're going to be interrelated with Christ. We're going to be what? Just like Christ. And it's like all leaders. He's going to be our leader. And all we're going to do is come and hear him every day. Some of you know something about conference call. We're going to have a conference call every day. He directs us what to do every day. All we got to do is go do it. We ain't going to have no mind not to do it. You know, I wish this sometime on the job. Well, I get it later. The earth wasn't built in one day, so I get that later. No, it won't be no more of that. When you say go, you're going. It's already imputed in you to go. You ain't going to have time to say, well, what about if I get it out? All that's gone now. We know in part now. But when we meet Jesus, we're going to know the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We're going to know the fullness of God in this city called New Jerusalem. The Bible say the earth and heaven going to pass away. It's going to be renewed because Satan has defied heaven and God got to rebuild it. Not because of himself, but he made a mistake because of what we did. And he told us, say, look, we stopped sacrificing animals because it wasn't done, just killing them every year for no good reason. But this city, mainly peace, joy, happiness, endurance, patience, all in this city. You won't be hungry no more. David said something on this earth. I've been old. Now I'm young. Young and now I'm old. Never seen the righteous forsaken or God see beg bread. All over this world today, we got people trying to get some food just to stay alive. But in this city, them 12 trees going to feed us every day. And what's amazing about it, them 12 trees, I take something called Metformin. These 12 trees going to heal it. Huh? I want to take nothing no more. That's why I'm here, and this is temporarily here. But when we get in eternity, everything going to be all right. Everything going to be fine in this city. Joy, peace. I like to hear that choir. If these can sing that well, Lord have mercy. What about that heavenly choir? You know, you could be a good singer in the choir, but now listen to this. When you're a great singer in the choir, think about when you really know what you're singing about. When you really know where you come from, you got a song, you can sing there. In this city, God has filled our heart with joy. I can't come and talk down on nobody. Why? All I got in me now up talk. Nothing negative no more. You can't get in this city with negativity. The only way you get in this city, you got to have a mark. Not of the beast now. You go into that other city. But I'm talking the mark of Jesus Christ, huh? In your forehead, then you can go in this city. Now, there are going to be some come before him. Lord, Lord, I did this, and I paid tithes, and I paid offering, and I did this. Lord, I went to visit the sick and the shed in, and I did this. He said, but look, get out of my face, ye that work iniquity. I don't even know who you are. You don't even where your mark at. Satan going to say, he mine. That's what the devil going to say, that he mine. Come on over here, boy. You mine. You know better than you. Lord help her. In this city, we want to share that with you. In this city, the joy of our salvation in this city. We're going to share that. A pure river water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Everything comes from God. Please, we in Christ and God. We're going to be inside of them. We look for that temple, but it ain't going to be no temple. The temple is them. They are the temple. While we're here on this earth, we are the temple. But when we leave this earth, Jesus is the temple. Everything that come forth come out of God. Everything you see come out of God. Even for sinner people, they come out of God. The things they do come out of God. It's just been misused and abused and used wrongfully. But everything you can see with your eye come from God. If somebody deny that, I'm telling you straight to your face, you ain't saved. Because the Bible said it. Everything come from God. All power come from God. Everything we can see and hear come from God. We just abuse it sometimes and don't understand our purpose and the purpose that God left it here for. I used to didn't understand mosquitoes. But they got a purpose here. Their purpose is not just to bite us. God got a purpose for mosquitoes. Purpose for earthworms, huh? Purpose for fish. I don't know. I'm not a fish. I don't know the full potential of a fish, huh? But he got a purpose. And we need to understand that. Everything was good in its day. But when his Jesus day come, when he come back to receive the church unto himself, it's going to be joy and peace and love and understanding, the patience. He said in the middle of the street, on both sides of that river, tree of life, with these 12 fruits, every month going to bear fruit. None of us will be able to say, I don't eat this. You ain't got no choice. It's the only thing you're going to have to eat. It's the word of God. That's all. And it's going to come from Jesus. Everything, Jesus said, you can't get to the Father except you come by me. Everything coming through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we got to give God the glory and honor every day of our life. And say, the tree, it will not fail to produce its fruit. Lord, help us, Jesus. The tree will not fail. It's a lot of, in Florida and other states, the vegetables and whatever they grow in the particular areas been defaulted. They didn't have a good crop. The weather wouldn't allow them. But in this city, the Bible say the fruits of stuff never stop coming. Never will stop coming. That's what he wants us to do today. He wants us to be a Christian all the time. Don't never change, get that lizard syndrome. You know, y'all know what I'm saying? Some of y'all don't know what a lizard is. The lizard syndrome, he green today, and tomorrow he brown, huh? No, if you green today, stay green. That's please God. What we need to understand, without a shadow of a doubt, in this life here, we're just preparing to get to that other city. We're preparing to get to the other city. And we got the roadmap, we got the instruction, everything we need to get to that city, we got it right here before our eyes. And he said that the leaves is good for the healing of the nation. The leaves. It's not that when you get to heaven you're going to be sick. No. You won't be sick. But the leaves, our coverage, going to maintain us eternal. We're going to have eternity to heal. We're going to never be sick no more. We're going to be just like Jesus. You don't know not one time Jesus was ever sick. I don't think nobody knows. They got some great prophets and preachers in this world. I don't think they can find one moment where Jesus was sick. I can find one moment where he gave his life for our life, to give us life. But for him being sick, he never was sick. Because he represents what we're supposed to represent. He represented his Father. We're supposed to represent the Son. And go out into all the world, preach and teach, tell men to deserve all things whatsoever. Huh? Whatever I say, go tell them the same thing. I'm going to be with you. You ain't got the word. He went on to tell us. Now watch this. Won't be no more courage. Lord help us. I think I told y'all one Sunday that New Orleans was the capital city of the world. And I don't know what y'all call hoodoo, doo-hoo, or voo-hoo, huh? Or voodoo. You know what I'm saying? Well, I just want to let you know, in case y'all got so holy that you don't believe the devil exists, just look around you sometimes, see do Satan exists. And Satan is a wicked spirit. That's all he is. So I don't care what you call a word, voodoo, hoodoo, whatever it is, or what you do who.
Whatever it is, Satan got a bad spirit, and he implants that spirit in us if we would allow him to do so. I hear people all the time, man, there ain't no such thing as death. I say, how on God's earth you could say ain't no wicked spirit in this life and you limping? God bring healing to all of us that ask. He say he wants you whole. Every believer in Christ, he wants us whole. But anyway, keep from stepping on your calluses. Books say, won't be no curse no more, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servant shall do what? Serving. Every day. All day. Straight. Never change. Never try to be themselves. Never exalt themselves, but exalt the Lord Jesus. They're going to exalt the Lord Jesus. They shall see his face. Uh-oh. And his name going to be on the forehead. They say that they're going to see his face. Now, that's in your Bible. I know it's in my Bible. I'm talking about what's in my Bible. The Bible said they're going to see his face. Now, when Moses was ready to meet God, he wanted to ask God, let me see you, Lord. I never seen you, but I just want to see you. He said, Moses, you can't look at me and live. He said, just get in the cliff of the mountain there somewhere, and I'm going to pass by. You'll see the hinder part of me. Just that's the closest you can get to me, because anytime a man look on me, he die. Why do you die? Because we too imperfect to stand before a perfect mirror. See, when God see you, all he can see is himself. That's where he want us. The end result, that's where it's going to be. When he see you, he can't see nobody but himself. You are the mirror of him. You're the reflection of Christ. Christ, the image of God. Am I right? We're the reflection of Christ. When Jesus look at, that's what he dressed. Now watch this. I know this, ladies, y'all going to get a little upset. When y'all go in the mirror, getting ready to come to church or wherever you're going, we getting in. We got everything, all the strands of hair. We, you know, push that up. And then when we finish pushing it up, we shake it up a little bit. But you understand what I'm saying. What is Jesus doing? The same thing every day. When we get in that new city, that's what he's doing. When he look at us, he say, well, I need to touch this a little bit. You got a little strain right here. Fix that right there, then you can come on in. You see what I'm saying? See, what he going to do, he going to quicken us. When we get before him, it's not that we perfect on this earth. But when we strive to do everything we possibly can, then he said got some little corners, some dirt in the corner. This is all he going to do. Sweep that dirt off, and we're going to be infallible, huh? We're going to be perfect just like Christ. Because I don't care who you are and how great you are. You might be sitting in your seat right now and say, I don't like him. You just sin. So we all sometimes look at things we oughtn't to look at. We do things we oughtn't to do at times. So you just messed up a little bit. So you need to repent. And if you don't repent, suppose you close your eyes and repent. Lord, help us, Jesus. Say, hell, you're home, huh? He said, when he come, whatever condition he find you in, just stay there. I'm used to running. I'm going to say this. We're almost through. Look, I'm going to say this. When sometime in our life, in our physical life on this earth, somebody called, they just got to town. Say, I'm in town. I come from Nebraska, and I come by, and I'll be there in 5 minutes. Boy, what we do, we start doing this. Look. Oh, I'm going to get this straight, yeah. I'm going to get this straight. But this is what he say. Now watch this. That's why he said we got to be ready at all times. I tell preachers all the time, I don't care if you in Christ Jesus and you've been born again. If you at a church and they say, Reb, would you bring the word today? You ain't got no business saying this. You should have told me earlier, I ain't prepared. Yeah, yeah. You need to be prepared every day. Because when Jesus Christ come, the Bible tell me when he come, he ain't going to tell nobody. He just going to come. And you got to be ready. Be ye ready, right? Say, he ain't going to tell nobody. But if you're ready, you ain't got to run and try to put nothing together, huh? So You're kicking the stuff under the bed, huh? Had a closet, you open the closet, everything will fall out on your head, huh? You see what I'm saying? He sees that here on earth. He know how we are. We're still in a mortal body. So there's going to be a flaw every now and then in our life. But what you do, you draw nigh unto him, and he said he'll draw nigh unto you. Then, watch this, when you grow close to him, we'll come and say, pray for me, Rev, so I can stop doing what I'm doing. Uh-uh. Closer you get to him, you tell him yourself. You ain't got to call me. You tell him yourself. He don't care no more for me than he do you. He love every one of us in here. When you submit, walk, and go near to God, love. He fixed it. Now, what you can do, you say, would you agree with me? That's in order. That's in order. Agree with me in prayer. Oh, that's in order. That's the way the Lord wants us to be. Because, look, the Father, Son, God could have left heaven when Nimrod and them were building that tower, couldn't he? But this is the respect he gave to his family. He said, look, let us go down. Let us go down. He didn't say, let me, huh? He said, let us go. So we are working together with who? With Christ, right? All of us together as one. We love one another. We believe in one another. We rejoice in one another. And when he come back, let's just, whatever the scriptures say, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. They're going to be able to look on his face then, all of us. And why? Because you're going to be perfect like he perfect. Matthew 5:48 said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is also perfect. So we're going to be like that when we get to that new Jerusalem. I'm gracious to God for that. And see, now here's the beauty of it. There shall be no night there. And I need to discuss this. They don't need no lamps, no lights, nor the light of the sun, nor the light of the moon. The Lord give them the light. And he should reign forever and ever. Love, listen good.